Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with Dr. Peter Glidden, syndicated talk show host right here on Genesis, GCNlive.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to give the number out in the next segment, cover news for one segment, and then take calls, I promise, for the full balance of the last 40 minutes of the next hour, or this hour we've now entered. I'll give the number out at the start of the next segment for everybody that would like to join us on any of the issues we've raised today. But Dr. Glidden, some of the other products, there's over 300, it's close to 400 up at InfoWarsHealth.com, the site that has the full listing of all the great longevity products. Root beer belly, just an amazing probiotic that's actually encapsulated so it goes through the stomach and gets into the intestines. Tastes like root beer, a little packet. Kids love it. They've also got the new, let me show people this. This is what I give my kids. They love it. It's really good chocolate. Longevity triple truffle chocolate. Antioxidant, rich, premium, dark chocolate, truffles, and it's got reishi mushroom powder in it. Great way to get vitamins and minerals into your children. That's all there as well at InfoWarsHealth.com. Just go check it out, folks. It's all there. But in closing, in the 4 minutes we've got left, you've got the floor. The gut, you know, the thing we're hearing about wheat belly and all this, what's really happening?
Well, here's the deal. Our whole basic premise here is that chronic diseases, the majority of chronic diseases, are caused by nutrient deficiencies. You know, you don't get high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes because you have a bad gene or because you have a voodoo curse. You get these illnesses because your body has run out of the raw materials necessary to maintain that part of your body, the same way you run out of oil in your car, the engine seizes, right? It's kind of a no-brainer. But MDs aren't trained in medical nutrition. They don't have any experience, no appreciation, no respect for it, so they don't know what we know. And what we know is that when you give your body the raw materials necessary for your body to function optimally, and you stop eating food that's gumming up the works, guess what? Most of the time, your body rallies and fixes itself. Now, so there are two things that we advise people to do. Fill your body up with the 90 essential nutrients. Take one healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. One healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. And by the way, Alex, full disclosure, I have extracted myself from the revenue stream of the vitamin sales in longevity. Dr. Glidden does not make any money from talking up vitamins. I make zero. Quite frankly, I got sick of people saying, oh, Dr. G, you're just trying to make money selling vitamins. Well, guess what? I don't make any. My fiance does. My son does. People in my family do. People in my community do, because they're not stupid. They saw the opportunity and grabbed that bull by the horns.
Yeah, but they always say that. I've had CNN say, you're trying to make money. Obama said that. Of course I've got to make money to fund my operation, and I promote what I believe in. I mean, again, they do that to put people off balance. Oh, don't get into vitamins and minerals. Don't get into the very best out there. Oh, no, the alternative media shouldn't finance itself. We have bigger audiences than they do. They just have the big rotting facade that is coming down. And I am proud to finance myself and not take taxpayer money like MSNBC. I am proud to not spend $32 million a week like the outgoing Secretary of Defense spends per weekend flight. I mean, Obama, I think that's actually millions of dollars, excuse me. I mean, how much does Obama spend just to fly somewhere? Let me find the Panetta article that I was looking at on Drudge. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. Yeah, it's $32,000 tab per weekend trip, and that's nothing. Something like Obama per Air Force One trip or something was like $11 million. But, oh, we're bad if we say, hey, they want you sick. Look out. They want to cut you up. You know, they know you've got vitamin deficiencies and mineral deficiencies. Check this out. It's just incredible. Dr. Glidden, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Always a pleasure, Alex. My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you next time.
You bet. Absolutely. All right, we're going to come back with a big news blitz. I'm going to just focus, get a bunch of stories. We'll see if I can do it. And then we're going to take your phone calls. All this and more coming up. Stay with us.
Introduce
introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Into another hour of worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. What is that? 9 a.m. until 12 noon Pacific. The news websites are InfoWars.com. And, of course, we're also streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com. And we have subscription memberships to watch the nightly news and see all of my films there at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I've had several guests on, including the gun shop, mega gun shop owner out of the suburbs of Houston, where Piers Morgan showed up yesterday in Katy and didn't want the public to know where he was, scared of the public. He showed up with guards, of course. And we have video of all this. We're going to be premiering tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock down at Tactical Firearms in South Texas. And there's video up on InfoWars.com where I surprised Piers Morgan backstage. And I just shot it on my phone. And I wanted to go down there and, you know, just challenge him. Hey, you say you won that debate, but you don't want to have me back on, even though they admit it's the highest ratings Piers Morgan ever had. And we have the CNN lady saying, oh, I'd love to get you back on. It's the highest ratings we've ever had. He got higher ratings for a whole week again, because it was something interesting and wasn't completely scripted, and I got in his face, and it woke people up. Now, let's go over some of the news, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, yesterday, I saw mainstream news articles out of Houston saying that the owner of the tactical firearms said that ammo should have to be bought with a record. And he said he never said that. They cut up an interview to make it look like that. And Mike Adams had known the guy for about 5 years, even before he started his business. I talked to everybody. They said it's not true. But regardless, I said, well, we'll just have a protest down there because of this, because I thought it'd be them all in there and, you know, lovey-dovey. But I got the call. I went down there, and I got to go in behind the scenes and actually kind of freak out Piers Morgan. I didn't catch that part on tape because I had the phone down at my side shooting, but we're going to get the surveillance camera tape. And I saw it. He jumped when he saw me. Like, whoa, Alex Jones, absolutely classic. And they got a lot of surveillance in that facility, over 100 cameras. And so he says he's going to give it to us. And I'm really looking forward to that. You're going to get to see the real interviews that were done with Piers Morgan and not what was edited, because he lied to them and said, you will be live and these points will be made. And he would say things like, well, you know, the reason you can't miss with a shotgun is that it has a wider pattern, and you don't want to kill people on the other side of the wall as a handgun or rifle can do. You can also shoot your neighbors. They just edited it down to, oh, you can't miss with a shotgun. By the way, you kill your neighbors. You see, that's the type of deception that they engage in. One, then he's wearing safety glasses. It cuts to Piers, cuts back. He's not wearing the safety glasses. It's one thing to edit things because if you've got hours of video, you've got to do that. Or there's a particular part you want to play. But you can't just sit there and mix things together to where someone is saying something that they didn't really say. I mean, an example of that is I mimicked the Illuminati hand signs that were being made at the Super Bowl yesterday. And driving home last night, when I got home, I knew that I could type in Alex Jones as Illuminati hand sign and see the other times I've done it and see that. And it's already out there going, look, he's making the sign. I mean, I've gone and given speeches before and said, you know, this sign, El Diablo, people do it for UT. They don't know this is, you know, the sign of the devil. But really, it's not the sign of the devil. It was the sign to ward off the devil in Italy. Well, they take that still and say, I'm doing the El Diablo. You see, I mean, so the general public and mentally ill people and schizophrenics, but also just jealous people, they do what CNN does. But see, that's taking something out of context. That's intellectually dishonest. And that's why Piers Morgan makes me so angry. Is that I heard him talking going, yeah, look, yeah, he's not wearing a jacket. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, shoot from a low angle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The belly. You know, I got a little bit of belly. When I stand up early, don't. When I'm sitting down, you know, I got a little bit of a pot belly. And I'm starting going, oh, you're going to make me look bad. I mean, you know, it's just, he'll forget you. I'm done. And I'm done talking about Piers Morgan for now. We're going to air some of that tonight, 7 o'clock. But let me just run through some of these headlines here. Here it is. Exclusive. Justice Department reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. And they used a case of Anwar al-Awlaki. I think that was a stage killing. He was admittedly CIA on record. So that was just when that came out, he was CIA. I predicted they'd stage his death, and they did. I don't believe that for a minute. It's called being sheep-dipped. It's just a simulant terrorist that they, oh, we got to take your rights because of this guy. You know, we got to set up checkpoints because of this guy. Oh, by the way, now it's for gun owners. But Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes. And reading here, it says Justice Department memo concludes that U.S. government can order the killing of American citizens if they are believed to be senior operational leaders of al-Qaeda or an associated force, even if there is no intelligence indicating they are engaging in activities and to actively plot to attack the U.S. So guilt by association. And again, you remember Coney, the propaganda last year that turned out was connected to the government and major foundations, Coney 2012 that we shot down? They didn't care. They got a presidential order that saying that anybody connected to Coney or any of his associates or anyone we claim might be an associate in any place in Africa, we could invade. And now they're invading countries 1,000 miles away from Central African country where Kony hadn't been seen for 6.5 years. They just say, oh, there's a dead guy, hadn't been seen in the jungle. We got to invade anywhere in Africa because, you know, you're giving aid to Kony. Meanwhile, the UN is in that very African country. I'm having that moment where I can't remember what's the name of the Central African country. It'll pop in my head that Kony was supposedly in, and then he went north. No, it's not Mali where they just attacked and had the French go in. I'm going to type in Joseph Kony. It'll come up. Joseph Kony. Uganda, yeah. I was having one of those moments where I couldn't remember. It was killing me. It was killing me that I couldn't remember Uganda. I know all about Uganda and its whole history and the Idi Amin and all the craziness, and then I suddenly couldn't remember it. Okay, let's go ahead now and continue through these articles. Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans, and it just says, we'll kill you if we want, and yeah, we'll use them to arrest people we say are cattle thieves in North Dakota, and we'll surveil you with it, and we'll use your tax money to do it, but we want your guns. Here's another one, an example of how dangerous Mexico is, and even Cancun's having stuff happen like this in it now, but the media doesn't want you to know generally when the State Department even puts out a travel advisory. Acapulco, tourists tied up with bikinis, all under 30s, the men tied up with electrical wire, while the women were tied up with their own bikinis and gang raped before they were robbed. I think you want to go to Acapulco or any of those places in Mexico? Nowhere's going to be safe there soon, folks. They have almost 60,000 dead, and all the guns were taken from the citizens. Now, citizens can't have guns, but oh, we should pay for anybody that wants to flee Mexico to come up here and get free Obamacare and free kids they can have and anchor babies, and then I've got to pay for it, and you got to pay for it. And you're racist if you don't like it. Hey, can I go to Mexico? And hey, I'm here to my wife's 9 months pregnant. I walk in the hospital. Not only are you going to have my kid in here, but you're going to pay for it. The Mexicans would literally laugh at you. I mean, can you imagine going to Mexico and saying, hey, yeah, I'm here to get welfare and I'm here to get a free birth. But again, that's racist even asking to go to Mexico if you're Hispanic, black, white, doesn't matter, and ask to have a kid. I mean, the cops will shake you down and throw you in jail. We should just merge with Mexico. It's a great thing. You know, and turn our guns in like they've done. Let's continue here. U.S. draws up battle plan to stave off digital attacks. Now, this is out of the Independent, and you'll notice that I've been talking about this for 4 years, because Homeland Security and the Cyber Command, made up of the four branches of the military, said in speeches we played clips of, these are public, that they will go out and start hacking and attacking anyone who isn't for the mission domestically. Domestic propaganda, shutting down alternative media websites, attacking people, and they do stuff like go on your website and call for people to hack a government server. Then that's an excuse on a message board, because it's on your message board, to then attack your website. And that is the new issue. And even mainstream media says this is a total police state takeover, and that we're going to the Russian or Chinese style of the Internet. I mean, that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's CNET News. Even Google, who's connected to the government, admits that. Oh, look, the cause of the Super Bowl power outage remains unclear. Who turned out the lights, AP reports. Nobody knows. There's not going to be an investigation. And it says NFL commissioners didn't seem to care one bit when lights went out. They seemed to be calm. Like they knew what was going on. That, folks, it's all about turning the lights out to teach you to not have power all the time. They do it officially all over the world. It's called Earth Hour, Earth Day, the rest of it. Enron did it to train everybody to accept higher power prices. They would turn the power off intermittently to prepare you for that, because for whatever reason, psychologically, you will accept higher prices if you believe it's scarce. So there's the big whitewash there. Okay, shifting gears. U.S. gun owners outnumber hunters 5-1 in 2011. Well, they harass hunters so much and made it so expensive that, yeah, it's cost prohibitive. People are buying guns to protect themselves, not to go hunting. Americans don't have time to go hunting anymore. Too busy working three jobs. So you could pay $20,000 a year for the Obamacare. You could pay all the new taxes on people making $30,000 a year that Obama promised not to do, just like he promised not to have NDAA. He promised to kill the Patriot Act. He promised to end all these wars, which he has expanded. But he's a Peace Prize winner, so it's okay. Martin Luther King Jr. High School coach shoots attackers, WKYZ. Very exciting news there out of Detroit. the armed men came who'd been picking on the girls and threatening them, so he escorted them out. And when they came up with their guns to attack the young women, and reportedly, he dealt with them. There you go. How dare that coach protect those young women? He should, I mean, he should be more gelded. I mean, he shouldn't have men out there that want to protect young girls. How evil is that?
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here back Sundays, 4 to 6, with the Sunday radio transmission, 4 to 6 Central. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central every night, streaming out at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, I'm going to start going to your phone calls. You know, I saw this morning, and I must have mentally suppressed it. It should have been our top story, and I just didn't cover it. Because I saw it this morning. I heard the guys talk about it at the start of the show. And it's like my brain's actually protecting me from things now. I just didn't register it because I don't like Janet Napolitano. I know what she did in Arizona, the open borders, the corruption, what a pig she is, the bizarre stuff she's done at the Justice Department to men. I mean, this is a monstrous woman. Big Sis, as Drudge has dubbed her. And now she will decide what happens with the borders. Not the law, not the Constitution. No, she will decide if we have any border security or not. They've already got the Border Patrol down there harassing Americans drinking beer. I've seen it. I mean, we pay the government. They won't even let people go sit on the Rio Grande drinking Coors Light. I've watched them do it to people. And then now this monster who was involved in Fast and Furious, they're talking about her running for president. They're pushing in the Washington Post, you name it. Oh, she could be the one. I mean, give me a break. A Janet Reno clone? Come on. Is there no end to it? What a monster. And they'll stage the election, the voting machine. She'll probably end up being a new emperor. I mean, I wonder if she'll make all the men in America go live in the bathroom like they do at the Justice Department. You know, they settled those cases. A bunch of crazy, weird women raging around. A lot of them take testosterone. So they're like men, but they're crazy. And they just absolutely call the men in and let them know they're the scum of the earth. Just, can you imagine living under these women? This country is in so much trouble because we just put up with all this baloney. I mean, there's got to be an end to it. There's got to be an end to it. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Nick in Ireland. Nick in good old Ireland. How you doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, not too bad. How's yourself?
I got home 2:30. Surfed the internet till about 3:30. Kids woke me up about 6:30. Four-year-old came in and turned the light on. So I'm actually feel pretty darn good. It's almost like I'm high off not having any sleep.
Yeah, normal day then, eh?
Well, not quite, but yeah.
Okay, if you don't mind, I just had a couple of quick questions. I just can't seem to get any clarification on.
Well, go ahead, brother.
Well, first thing, everyone's seen all the coverage from the hostage situation in Algeria, right? But I've never heard anyone ask the question for the potential as to how many of the militants actually killed hostages using weapons that came from the embassy in Benghazi.
Well, that's just like Fast and Furious. I mean, it's not just Benghazi. Our government is run by foreign banks who armed al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and gave them missiles, heat-seeking missiles, and they're invading all these African countries. And it's in the news going, yeah, it's blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys that were at the refinery and had the hostages, and then they pulled out, and the troops came in. It's a simulant. If you want to invade a country now, Hitler attacked his own bases on the Polish border in Operation Himmler at Gliwice. And it's the oldest trick in the book. It's like Turkey going over and firing rockets back at itself or mortars to be able to then take part of Syria. And, you know, Israel's taking part of Syria. And it's like, for our safety, we're taking part. Because the rebels might attack us. And then meanwhile, the rebels are who the West put in. The West started this in Syria, and the public is in such a coma that they're just like, what good, I'm glad. Kill Assad, he's with al-Qaeda. And it's just like, look, it's entered Twilight Zone level because they know about half the population does not know how to find their rear end with both hands.
Yeah, unfortunately, most people are all out there. Obama.
I can't even do it. My voice is so shot. Let me try it. Obama. I can't even do it.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Here, right, second thing. We're sick of what the Obama administration.
Sorry, go ahead,
exactly.
Sir.
So Ron Paul had Hillary Clinton right where your movement needed her last week, and we, the rest of the world, are sick of what the Obama administration is doing to your country's image on the world stage. He knows exactly what happened in Benghazi. You treated her with kid gloves. He could have exposed everything on live TV and got the ball rolling, but gave her a pass. One can only surmise as to why. I'm pretty sure if Ron Paul was asking the questions, they might have been a little bit different, eh?
Look, here's why Congress kisses the butt of Homeland Security, people like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a mobster gangster with a lot of notches on her belt. And let me tell you something. These people don't play games. Most people are scared. And that's why we're being enslaved. I mean, the spectacle of me being on air is a miracle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to go right back to your calls, and I'm going to get to some more news. But during the break, CJ and I were just marveling. Imagine having Janet Napolitano as the president. We know they're puppets. We know they're front people. But still, they're nasty ringwraiths of the globalists. I mean, they're servants of serious corruption. And that's why you got the Republicans getting in line, the leadership. They want to seat at that trough, that bloody trough of our money and our name that's being destroyed worldwide. And they're just moving forward. And it's because of the spectacle of TV and the modern bread and circuses and the adulteration of the food and water, the public is so dumbed down. Here's some of the articles, news articles up at prisonplanet.com. North Korea may stage multiple nuclear tests. I mean, look at that image. That's the greatest image if you're watching on TV of government tyranny. A little soft nobody who never did anything, never carried out the trash, never got in a fist fight. I mean, because they've got dossiers on him trained in Switzerland where they sent him away. The dictator of a country. There it is. There's government. That's what it is. That's where it leads. A little Caligula. The world is heading into World War III. Got a Gerald Celente interview up there. Arizona student suspended for having a gun screensaver. Again, it's the introduction of thought crime. Charlottesville, Virginia. That's the First Amendment, folks. They're not threatening anybody. Charlottesville, Virginia becomes first U.S. city to ban government spy drones. U.S. Marine questions narrative behind Chris Kyle murder. That's breaking exclusive news. We have an exclusive photo of the supposed shooter who was a mechanic from Marines inside saying he didn't see any combat. They think it's all staged. Japan says China aimed military radar at ship, which can hurt people, by the way. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide, getting rid of taking out the people you don't want to know and have information. America's next vigilantes, and it goes into Mexico having vigilantes that are actually restoring order in some areas. The video of where I confront, in a friendly way, but it gets a little testy because Pierce couldn't help himself yesterday behind the scenes there at the shooting range. Ted Nugent in the video clip saying that Piers Morgan is full of crap, needs to leave gun owners the hell alone. That's up there. Piers Morgan reveals astonishing ignorance and claim the commercial airplanes are gun-free zones when we've worked to get the pilots rearmed again. Just amazing. So that's just some of the news up at PrisonPlanet.com. And there's a lot of the same news on Prison Planet. There is on InfoWars.com, but sometimes InfoWars.com might go down. So Prison Planet's the mirror. But there's also a lot of exclusive stuff over there, so it's not exactly a mirror at PrisonPlanet.com. So an important URL destination. And remember, they don't want this information getting out. They admitted to me, off record but also on record, and we've got some of this on video, that they got the highest ratings Piers Morgan has had in 2 years. And, I mean, he's had former presidents on, and he's had movie stars on, and he's had stupid royalty on. People are sick of it. And I go in there and get in his face, and for several weeks, he had the highest ratings he's ever had. Now why is that? It's because people want reality, and people can tell I'm real. For whatever reason, you bet I'm real. Blood, feathers, warts, guts, the whole nine yards, I'm real. And that's why I know. I mean, I know if they put me on national television with a produced news show covering real issues, it would be the number one show in this country. Not just news, but number one, period. I mean, I got the ratings from 590 AM on the Sunday show that they carry, and it is number one in all radio in Austin, period, by massive numbers. Now that they have the instant meters where it's actually who's listening, I mean, just our ratings are everywhere. They put me up against Rush Limbaugh, I've beaten him. But it doesn't matter. Then ESPN comes and buys the station or somebody else does. It's incredible to watch these talk show hosts. Now, Limbaugh basically built himself in the beginning. But other talk show hosts, they're just given. Oh, here's Clear Channel and Premiere. We'll just put you on all this. Here, boom, you get it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you beat them in the ratings. It doesn't matter. That's not what it's about. They don't want this show getting out there. But it doesn't matter. It's on, latest numbers, around 150 stations. And that is a huge thing for a broadcast like this. And a lot of them are big stations, a lot are mom and pops. I want to thank all those affiliates. And it's so important to spread the word. If you're listening to this on an AM or FM station, this is a big deal. That in 17 years, I, with my listener support, have been able to crawl up to this point. Literally from Access Television, from the basement, self-trained, self-taught. And I'm nobody special. But they were coming for my guns. They were taking farmers' property. They were harassing old people with zoning laws. I decided to do something. And I'm telling you, if you get involved and take action against these people, you will bring them down. But if you bend over, they're going to run over you. If you lay down to these people, it's bad news. Rediscover the American spirit. If you're listening on AM or FM stations, folks, I'm telling you, and a lot of people do this, put a big sign, especially if you're on the highway. Go get the plywood, paint it white, and put the affiliate and the station and when I'm on. Like, learn the truth. This station, Alex Jones. People have done this over the years. We don't have the big monopoly like some of the outfits that also own the big billboard companies so they can advertise their own stuff. But patriots have put up billboards all over the country, plugging InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and stations we're on. I mean, listen, it's a big deal. And if we're on a local station, if you went and stood on a street corner and handed out 100 paper printouts of when my show's on and what's happening, I guarantee you 20, 30 people you hand that out to are going to tune in. They're going to probably wake up. I can't tell you how many listeners, when I've done this with calls, ask, how did you wake up? Somebody told me to go to InfoWars.com. I saw a bumper sticker. I saw it written on the bathroom wall. I saw it written on a dollar bill, a Federal Reserve note. It's not really a dollar bill. See, we have to change the language here. And that's how InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is getting out there. And like it or not, we're the most effective, most aggressive voice out there to push the envelope. And let me tell you, I hear stuff on all the big mainline neocon shows that they weren't talking about 2 years ago that's right out of my mouth. So my talking points, which aren't talking points, it's what I've researched, what I've seen, what the globalists have said they're doing. The real power of this show is not the 600 million views or whatever it is now on YouTube one way or another. It's not the 150 AM and FM stations. It's not the global shortwave. It's not the 500-something thousand getting the podcast every day free. That's all important. It is that you are talking, others are talking, and even if they don't give me credit, which doesn't matter, the signal's getting out there. And it's really starting to turn the tide. And my point is, we've got a chance to beat these people. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Shut up, Jones. You never shut up. Let's go. I'm joking. I don't talk to myself. Maybe when I'm sleep deprived, I do. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. You're on the air listening on 1530 WCKG in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's funny. I was watching some tube today, and it's astonishing to see the military in Baltimore, the streets of Baltimore, celebrating with the football team. Military RVs and the Super Bowl trophy going through the streets of Baltimore.
No, it's all done as a psyop to acclimate you to troops on the streets, the drills, the Kentucky Derby. I forgot that. Yeah, at the end of the Super Bowl, the troops celebrating. Yay! We associate the Super Bowl with troops on the street. Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
Here's the question. What are they getting ready for that they've done slow acclimation, now they're going full bore?
I think it's going to be something massive. I think it's going to be some sort of false flag. There's an FBI Homeland Security document where they are concerned about people infiltrating Homeland Security or TSA and letting some sort of bomb go through. It's astonishing. But what I wanted to bring up was these smart meters here in Naperville. Not that far where I live. I actually interviewed the lady who had the thugs of the power company go in and install the smart meters. And it's astonishing what they're doing to these people here in Naperville. It's truly astonishing. And it's just another example that this green authoritarianism is just going to tell us what to do, what we can do in our homes. It's really astonishing what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you interviewed her. Yeah, you've done work with We Are Change. You're a journalist. You do a great job, Julio. I know you call her from time to time. We've got her actually on the broadcast tomorrow. They arrested the neighbor because she called her over for help. People forgot. And then they arrested her the day later for putting it on YouTube out in the street videoing the police. And it doesn't matter how many times it gets thrown out of court. They just want to take you to jail. I mean, the government is completely out of control. And what is it about Illinois? Because I got to be honest with you. My cousin lives up there. Everybody I've met from Illinois who's been down here when I've been up to Illinois are really cool, nice, smart people who actually know the government's corrupt and are awake. So where's the paradox of everybody, literally, I've ever met from Illinois is really nice? It's like the cliche of Canadians being nice or Texans being nice, but then the governments are so horrible. What happened up there?
I have no idea, to be honest with you, Alex. You're right. Everyone is, for the most part, pretty nice to themselves, tight-knit family-oriented people around the suburbs. But we just have these true thugs come in and take over everything. Now we have Rahm Emanuel, a true coward, the Napoleon of the 21st century, as I like to call him. He's really going to tear Chicago into just a crime-ridden city.
And they do it on purpose. They do it on purpose. Everybody's in fear. They've taken the guns. And then And then they blame the whole country that they have 530-something murders a year. And but they're admitting the police don't even investigate murder, from what I've read. You can just kill whoever you want in Chicago as long as it's not a made man. It's the crime. It's a place for criminals to feed.
And the only reason why it's not getting national attention is because most of the crimes in the south and west side of Chicago happen with the drug war, happen with the gangs. Majority of them get their money in the black market from the
drug war.
It's
just like Mexico. If you decriminalize the drugs, it never would have happened. Now it's so bad, even if you decriminalize, the criminal culture is so big, you're just going to move into other stuff. And we see kidnapping and all the things third world countries have coming here because the criminal culture of government. God bless you, Julio. Let's talk to Deborah in Florida, DHS and Bank of America. Oh, yeah, Bank of America is telling gun shops, you name it, it's confirmed. We don't want your business. What happened to you, Deborah?
Hi. Basically, I saw as far as Bank of America, I saw a video on YouTube where this woman made the phone call, put the phone down by the camera, and you heard the whole thing. She says, I went to buy ammunition, and I've been told that any guns and ammunition sales, you're banning payments. Is this true? And they said, yes. It blew my mind. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they're not letting people buy guns, and they're keeping it quiet. But I had a major gun dealer on like 2 years ago, a gun manufacturer. We had him on the show. I forget who it was. Guys, get me some news on that. Type in gun manufacturer has his Bank of America account suspended or terminated. And they called him in and they said, we told you 6 months ago we don't like this, and so we're terminating your account. It was a pretty big company. I had him on. Now, it's just wild. I mean, Rahm Emanuel said, banks, lean on them. They're going to control what you can purchase now with your money legally and lawfully. I haven't seen that YouTube video. Tell me about it. What's the name of it?
It's just, I don't remember off the top of my head. It's just a woman who called in, and she puts the phone down on the desk, and you hear the whole thing, and it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, I couldn't believe it. And then similar, somebody else who puts out a lot of political videos where everything is come to fruition. It's all truth. One video he put out that was kind of astonishing said that all DHS is trying to take away all authority from sheriffs around the country, state to state, arresting powers, everything. And they started with Delaware and they completed with Delaware. And something about Joe Biden's son being in office there. I don't know if that's true, if that has anything to do with it. But they're doing this all under the radar. Now, is this true or what? I don't know. But usually everything that I've seen from this guy's videos have been just all mainstream.
Look, they're doing it all. Bank of America, and we actually found the article. Let's punch it up. It's CNS News. Let's punch that one up first. Bank of America freezes gun maker's account. Yeah, that was... Oh, this is a new article. I guess this happened to a new group because I had a fell on a couple years ago. Bank of America has reportedly frozen the account of gun manufacturer American Spirit Arms, according to its owner, Joe, how do you pronounce that? Sirmokman, in a Facebook post dated the 29th. So, yeah, that's a new one. We looked and found another company. Now, let's go to the Daily Caller. Bank of America, credit debit cards not blocked from purchasing guns ammunition. So they're now denying that, and I'm sorry. I've just seen Bank of America do this over and over again. Well, I mean, just type in banks, take Time Warner. They won't let you run a sporting, fishing, shooting store ad on their local cable channels. They won't let you run it in their publications. They won't let you run it on their AOL. I mean, that was announced a month ago. They're canceling gun shows on TV that are hit shows. It's all over the place that big banks are not taking gun manufacturers or sellers' business and trying to lean on smaller banks not to. And then, oh, but none of that's happening. Again, we don't want your guns. We just got bills introduced to take them. It's the same tactic over and over again. Thank you, Deborah. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, it seems like the best way to deal with these county commissioners here in Pinellas County, who are so obstinate when it comes to listening to the people, the supermajority that we had this past November when they voted the fluoridation of the water back in effective March 1st, seems like a political action committee might be the best way to go. The
because we...
For those that don't know, Pinellas County voted it out, but then special interest came in and voted it back in, and you have the Harvard studies and all of them saying bone cancer, brain damage, deadly, doesn't help your teeth. You need to sue them. You need to sue them. You need to sue them for fraud, taking special interest money to then make you buy toxic waste and put it in your water. Just get aggressive. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Al in Delaware. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Alex. We're going to have to get left. You know, one thing I love about being a righteous American, and I have a lot of rage, which is Righteous American Group Enhancement, is we're never vulgar, but we're always right. You know, I always echo, I listen to your show every, like I said, haven't missed many in 5 years. You're like the son I never had. You got, you know, you helped me get my house because this, they had the Patriot Act. Now they have health care. And every day I go on after your show, I call a couple radio stations and I air it out. And people are still in disbelief.
Back off your phone a little bit. Back off your phone. It's overdriving.
Oh, I'm saying that I do get a chance to talk on air. I repeat what you say every day. And the word is getting out, but it's getting out slowly. The problem we really have is that people are so watered down and dumbed down by mainstream media.
No, they're so watered down. Some people got freaked out by me telling peers, don't try to take our guns. I know you want to disarm us, and I'm sick of your fraud. I mean, imagine if we had people like that in 1776, we never would have gotten off the ground. We have been brainwashed and put into this little subservient, you know, cheerleader mode. And it is absolutely disgusting. We got to shake people out of their coma. I want to tell everybody something out there, if you're a new listener. We will lose everything. The globalist plan to gut this country in an accelerated program with a Homeland Security Gestapo if we don't get aggressive, okay? I mean, we are all in grave danger. They're coming to take everything away. Do you understand?
Attention, gardeners and patriots.
Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions
for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead.
That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family.
The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds.
You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden-fresh food.
These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way.
And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds.
It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history.
This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Remember, in a real economic crisis,
non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today.
That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
coming in, some more phone calls here. It is not my job to try to scare you or dumb you down or make you think it's all over. People, it's the opposite. They just think, oh, government loves me. Or people are awake but think they don't have any power. You do have power. I mean, look at these articles I didn't even get to. Globalist-funded think tank says poverty will save the planet, Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, and it links to all the quotes about how they want to change our way of life and make us poor and how the state will run our lives. Here's another article out of U.S. News and World Report. Study, global warming can be slowed by working less. And it goes on to say, basically, that being poor is a good way to save the earth. CIA rendition, more than a quarter of countries offered covert support. And that's just about pure corruption, fighting Al-Qaeda. They run Al-Qaeda. And they just call whatever group they're slaughtering Al-Qaeda. But the real Al-Qaeda works for them. And, you know, I've been proven right about that. Do I get an apology? Everybody's saying, oh, how dare you say the government runs Al-Qaeda. It's on record they run the stinking group. It is not our government. It's a bunch of globalists. Mafia running all over us. I'm sick of it. And they've got all these dozens and dozens of new taxes, and Obamacare just runs our whole lives, and the IRS runs it, and all these new taxes to shut the economy down. And I watch the economy shutting down and people going into poverty, and the very criminals that are doing it up there, how they're trying to save us and how much they love us. They're a bunch of seedy, oily mafia crooks, and I'm tired of them. And I hate watching the country get gutted. Well, the New World Order runs extermination operations in third world countries, injecting little kids with live polio and meningitis, killing them. They go into villages and shoot the kids up, and like half of them die in a week. I saw articles about that last week. It wasn't even news. I didn't even cover it. It's just so, there are more kids they're murdering. I mean, you know, that, hear about how the UN's the good guy and how the UN loves us. I'll be walking through a store and I'll have a TV on. Miss America says she loves the UN and UNICEF, you know. Just all this brainwashing, destroying our whole civilization, wrecking it. And they scientifically codify it into this baloney about this is how we save the earth. They're actually putting their implosion system into a political paradigm because they know their tyranny will wreck the economy. So they go, oh, we do it on purpose. It's what you do. I know that. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This is John from Dallas, Texas. I called you about a month ago, and I compared the government as to being our dogs. I want to bring up a few points to you and all of the listeners. If you guys are a Ron Paul fan or a Liberty fan in general, you can go to Ron Paul's YouTube channel. And the most recent speech he had is, in my opinion, one of the most powerful. It's not really a big crowd, so a lot of people don't know about it, but he basically touches on the Second Amendment and stuff like that. So if you and your crew and all the listeners want to go to that YouTube channel.
The video's up on Infowars.com last time I checked. There's also a video of him talking about an article about him talking about what would Jesus do, and then the neocons all got really upset about it.
Oh, you have the most recent one from January 26th?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, another thing, this the assassination of Chris Kyle, our veteran that was still here in Texas, whether you want to believe that that was a cover-up or not, this is a huge deal for the government, for the New World Order, because Chris Kyle was starting a civilian training course so that civilians would know how to defend themselves in case of tyranny or any other situation.
I'm out of time for this segment. By the way, I'm going to come back with a little bit of overdrive here. I need to get into Bank of America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.